Hello. Hey guys. I just wanted to do a little pre-intro before the intro, to let you guys know that the music you hear in the intros of the episodes is done by me. I challenged myself to use the exact same notes, more or less, for every episode, and it would change based on either like my mood or like any of the type of thing we're going for, or who we have as a guest, if we have a guest, and like what I feel suits their, you know, overall vibe. Yeah, just wanted to, you know, give myself some credit and some pats on the back, and want to give you a fun fact before the episode starts. Yeah, I do these for fun, yeah, and yeah, this one was pretty fun as well. Thanks. Enjoy the episode. What's up?
Hey.
Okay,
well, are you?
I'm pretty good. All things considered.
Just yeah. To be transparent, we are genuinely checking in with each other. I mean, we've always been genuinely checking in with each other, but we had
usually there's a conversation beforehand.
But this time we didn't. So we were like, no, let's do this from scratch. Mm. I mean, we gotta test the phrase from scratch.
Because you maybe scratch the pen to check that it works on a paper, and then like you start writing.
But how does that make sense for like, oh, we baked this from scratch?
I think يعني, the phrase was invented based على شيء واحد, and then it was used for a couple of things all throughout.
Okay, so like that scratch of the pen when you want to make the ink start, when you put a new,
I guess.
New
oh, no,
ink.
I'm just guessing here, and I have no
information. It kind of makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Maybe I'm a genius.
I'd Google it, but I don't want to move too much and then make sounds.
I can Google it.
Yeah, do it.
Let's just do that.
Where does from scratch come from?
The phrase from scratch. Origins. It is the world of boxing that has given us the concept of starting from scratch.
What?
This use of scratch derives from a line or mark drawn or scratched into the ground to indicate a boundary or starting point in sports, especially cricket and boxing. Wow. I was...
I'm shook.
Super off.
I really accepted the pen theory as like it's headcanon. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
You put new ink in the pen and then you start scratching on the paper.
To
start.
Check if it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that makes even more sense. Yeah. It's حطين scratch. No, this is.
And بنبتدي من هني.
This is the boundary.
Yeah. This is where we begin.
I like my version better.
I like your version better. I'm not connecting with the one we just learned about.
Yeah. Not a fan of boxing or cricket, so.
It just doesn't. Like, if I'm baking, I'll go from scratch. Like, it still doesn't feel right. Something's wrong.
Yeah, because you're not, like, beating the shit out of anyone.
No. Or like beating the shit out of a ball, which I guess is cricket, but boxing.
Yeah. Ugh. Shekhbo.
Okay, walla. What about you? What have you been doing?
I've been playing lots of games, working on a lot of music. I've loosened up shui. And like I'm seeing people, like clients for music stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. We maintain social distance and everything.
Of course,
but
yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm trying to get back to working on other people's music as well as my music and the band's music. And I've been making good progress with all of those facets of my music-related life.
That's good.
Yeah, it's been pretty cool.
Hamid, do you have a new release? I think it popped up on my Spotify.
I'm featured in a track by the duo The July Project.
Oh, it's popped up in my Discover Weekly yesterday.
Oh,
or my release
cool.
radar, I think, yeah.
Yeah, I was kind of curious in if people follow me, would they be able to see that I'm featured in the song?
Eat Lali.
Ajib.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like a little solo around the end of the song. There are these guys who make I don't know how to really describe their music, because they like to label it as like score.
Okay,
it's very cinematic, I guess. It has like an environmental sounds here and there based on what the song is about. They put out a song called Waves, and the song I'm featured in is called Leaves, and you can guess what those are about.
Word.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Fun little project with the guys. They approached me and I was like, I suck at solos, but sure, if you guys really and you want me on the song.
You think you suck at solos?
Yes. It's one of my weaknesses as a guitarist.
What?
Yeah, I never play solos on my music.
That's really interesting.
I don't like how my lead sound is. I'm just not confident in it whatsoever.
That's interesting. But are you happy with the solo you put on the song?
Yeah, I felt like it was fitting for the song. Maybe it's a bit out of left field for what it started as and what it ended up with. And I feel happy with what I did. It represents my style and it fit their stuff. That's cool.
That's cool. Are they Bahrain based or?
They are Bahrain based. Ryan is in a couple of projects, and his partner is also Shusma. Like, I haven't heard of him before. Yes, yeah. He's pretty well versed in like any music production and stuff like that.
Cool. Do they have any vocals on any of their tracks, or is it always like score and instrumental?
Both of them were instrumental, because they're like any more towards like soundtrack type stuff. But I don't know if they're gonna include any vocals. They're working on an EP and it should be out at some point soon.
Very cool.
Not sure. Yeah.
Huh.
What have you been up to?
That's nice. What have I been up to? Work has been ramping up a little bit. So with the with the start of the situation, it was kind of we got a little bit of leeway to kind of relax and observe the situation. Wahin, it's kind of like yalla, get into high gear. That's in terms of like client work. In terms of radio, I've been ramping it up personally.
Yeah.
Then I was getting a little complacent and comfortable with, okay, if I don't say too much on air and if I don't plan too much for my show, then it gives people less chance to dislike me, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's like the fear of the more you put out there, the more there's chances that you like that people will realize they shouldn't like me. Like the people who like me will be like, wait a second, why do we like her? So then I was like, Noor, don't be ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Is that why you haven't been doing anything? So now it's like, Khalas, just do it. Just go be yourself.
Yeah.
So I've been getting more talkative on the radio.
Ajib.
Yeah.
I'm glad. I've heard like a couple. You know me, I'm not like a radio guy.
Yes.
Not
is totally like fine.
Unsupportive. But yeah, like whenever I get in the car and like by accident, radio tibatal, because it always does when I start the car. I'm like, oh shit, Noor's on. And hey. I listen for like a bit. Lema, like you start playing music and I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
I'm no longer in control of the music in the car.
I get it.
Yeah. But yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
happy that you're getting more like into your comfort zone is the word, because that's where you get complacent, la, in the comfort zone.
Yeah, the comfort zone would be talking less, and so I'm kind of
getting out of your comfort
zone. Yeah, I'm comfortable talking, like me, I'm a talkative person, but
true,
Marri, it was just kind of like, well, if you say less, there's less to complain about. Was kind of running in the back of my head. And then I was like,
true.
Shkatsewin, like.
it's a very set yourself up to fail type of thing.
Exactly. And then it'll be like, Noor's not doing much. Why doesn't she have any programming? So then it's like, you know what? I'd better, khalas, better start having programming and fumbling a bit on air. And the response has been good so far. So that's nice. My mom loves it, so.
I am shit. If your mom loves it, then
Blubbed. They bought a little radio to keep on at the house.
That's very cute.
Yeah, it's cute. So I know at all times my parents are probably listening.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yani, like ودي يعني أحس إنه it's underrated like having parents that support you حتى لو بأشياء شيء غبية يعني اللي in the grand scheme of things you don't feel like it matters بس like يعني in a sentimental way وايد حلو شيء
yeah it's cute
yeah يعني I remember when I put out my album شيء my dad was like asking اخواني or my sisters
that's so cute
how do I download it
that's so cute
and I don't even know if he's heard it
yeah
حد ما مبصوبة
but أهم شيء he tried to download it and that's yeah, what yeah. that's what
I got one download from Ibrahim Hamid and that's cool
yeah my mom watched Dead to Me because of me talking about it on the radio so that was cute
oh nice
yeah
what is that
Dead to Me is good. It's like a comedy on Netflix. It's like a dark comedy.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. Underrated, I feel. Season 2 is excellent. Anyway.
I think I saw the trailer.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure أول ما طلع season 2 a month or two ago, it was in, you know, that spotlight on Netflix.
Is it the same actress from The Good Place?
No. Okay, but it is also a blonde person. It's just a man. Malet, wow, I'm going to make a super old reference. Married with Children? Shisimha.
No idea.
I think I'm going to throw out Christina Applegate, but I don't know if that's her name.
Bad man.
And then one of the guy, and then the guy who played Cyclops in the original X-Men trilogy, wow, is in the show.
This is
I'm not even done. And this show from no, okay, I'm not sure actually if that's the same actress from Freaks and Geeks.
I'll check it out.
you don't have to. It's okay. No pressure.
No, as in I'll see what it's about. Yeah. I've been like watching reruns mostly these days. I did shift to Atlanta. It's such a good show.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I've seen I think a few minutes of it to kind of watch Zane.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. It's very outlandish in like the way it you know presents stuff.
Yeah.
The pacing is really interesting because يعني ساعات شي حد سريع ساعات حد بطيء depending on like the type of situation they want to you know put you in. The direction I really like يعني. Donald Glover صج ذكي يعني.
Yeah. So good.
يعني ما أعرف شلون like he really succeeded with that show. يعني.
Yeah. It's so not typical, which I really like.
Eh.
Yeah.
بالضبط. ما في like, يعني every cliche trope is more or less thrown out of the window.
Yeah, and I love that.
Boy, عجيب. Like the way they tackle things. Or like they make fun of cliche tropes in a way. يعني فن. مري, boy, عجيب.
That's cool. Yeah, it's definitely on my watch list.
Oh yeah, you definitely have to. Everyone who's listening to this has to go check out Atlanta right now.
Yeah, and if you don't, then just block us. Just leave.
Speaking of recommendations, like Kevin, when I recommended Food Wars on Twitter.
Yes.
And like I described it in a very like yani vague way, and I
thought it was a very good description.
But I completely forgot about the sexual nature of the show.
Oh, is that what it is? I mean,
because yeah, يعني, if you think of anyone who like hasn't been introduced to anime or Shichi Hallone and is going to the show purely based on my recommendation of to provide context for the listeners is about food, and if you love food and if you love anime, you have to watch the show. Not pretty accurate.
I mean, it's part of the humor. If you like, you know.
يعني حس أحد بينصعق إذا شوف يعني if this is their first like experience.
But has that happened? Like, has someone come up to you and be like, Hamid, why didn't you tell me that I need to be careful? Then I'm sure it's part of the comedy. It's like an essential part of the comedy. I feel.
True. I agree with that. And yeah. I just feel like I might have been a bit misleading.
Have everyone have their kids start to watch it. Like, oh, Hamid said it's okay. It's food.
Angry parents.
I
rewatched that as well.
I think I recommended Food Wars on the radio, actually.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I definitely did not mention that there was anything sexual. So there we go. So, but luckily, I haven't got any angry parents.
Because you don't think of the show that way anymore. Yeah. It does not feel like an integral part, even though it is.
It is, but it's not But you're right. Now that I think about it, it really is.
bad recommendation.
I had someone watch it though and come to me the week after and say, oh, like, thank you, I really enjoyed it. So I was like,
okay nice.
Yeah, it was an adult man, so that's good.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So that's nice.
Yeah, I've been off Twitter for a while now.
Okay.
Yeah, like, Madre, has it? Twitter is too much these days.
Yeah, everyone's, did you just sign off or did you deactivate?
No, I just don't log in anymore. Okay. I check in on my messages every once in a while, and just in case to see if someone needs something or anything. But I don't know if I'm like, I'm going to go back. Besides, my life has significantly improved.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah, because everyone's at home.
Yeah.
Everyone's opinions are out there. Whenever something happens, everyone wants to tweet about it, and then they're like, okay, Allah, what's next?
That's true.
But there's not a singular focus, even though like some important issues get thrown at you. It has it now. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Need to log off.
Yeah, no, I get it. There's a lot of doom scrolling. I learned that term and I like it.
What does that mean?
Oh, it means like when you feel like you have to see all the like awful, depressing stuff, just, you know, like it's doom scrolling. Like the world is doomed and but you have to scroll through it anyway and you feel forced. So that's that. That's doom scrolling. Yeah. So I feel like there's a lot of that going on.
I'm going to use that term whenever someone...
Fanla?
Oh, why aren't you on Twitter? Because I keep on doom scrolling and just can't take it anymore. They're like, what's doom scrolling? I'm like, doom scrolling is actually when you...
Yeah, someone tweeted that it's like a form of self-harm. And I was like, damn, maybe.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it does make a lot of sense.
Yeah. So I feel like I gauge up everything else a bit more. And like, I don't want to be like, oh, get off your phone and like, chufa hayatkum. I don't know. I'm on Instagram more than I was before.
I signed out of Instagram, of my Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm. And I found like more peace than in that regard. But I'm on Twitter more. So I get, it's not like, oh, put down your phone, man, go outside.
It's just your platform of choice.
Yeah. So, I definitely get needing to like quiet down certain things. My WhatsApp has been quiet, which is nice. I'm not in any big groups anymore.
Oh, you quit everything?
Lena, when the situation first started, I was getting like, it was really bugging me, all the rumors and the high and the same news getting shared 100 times and like this sense of panic. And I was like, I can't do this. I'll follow مثلاً, Ministry of Health, but that's it. I don't need these WhatsApp weird stuff. So I left.
Yeah.
And I would get angry if I'd see people hanging
fake
out.
News.
No, and people hanging out, right? Like, oh, we're on our way to whatever, like in some family groups. And I'd get angry and I'm like, ugh, why shahadini? So I left.
Yeah. Zain Sawin. On iPad, I think, was part of like any kind of Madri getting away from everything. Is just not seeing shkither people are fucking up.
Yeah.
And they're like, just mabochuf, please.
I get it. You know, 100%.
And the cases are like, they're going down. It's Eid, we'll see what happens.
I'm thinking this Eid is not as exciting as Eid al-Fitr in general. So hopefully. No offense to Eid al-Adha, but it's like, you came 5 minutes after Eid al-Fitr every year and like no one sees you. We're not counting down to you. So I feel like based on nothing, I feel like maybe it won't be as bad as Eid al-Fitr.
Hopefully.
But it's just blind optimism. There's literally nothing.
I'm feeling a lot more relaxed, Loki. I see any, I want to go do things. Yeah, I just like talk to a friend of mine now. Let's go shoot some stuff.
Yeah, I'm on about it. I'm kind of thinking about, okay, well, how do I start doing things, but safely, you know?
Yeah.
I agree. And we're also kind of thinking, we did a photo shoot a few weeks ago where Ali Haji had this massive, like bazooka sized lens. Ashan, she's really, really far.
Nice.
And we can shoot her from really, really far, but you know, compromises. Things like that.
Zing. Adapting.
Adapting. Yeah. Beloved. You know what freaks me out when I'm watching TV shows and movies now and everyone's just around each other? I'm just watching and I'm like, why are you so close? Stop hugging.
I'm like, oh, damn.
Yeah,
Can't do that anymore.
Someone tweeted about, like, can you imagine, like, about how it feels so gross now how much we used to touch other people and, like, kiss them and shake their hands. And then they said, did you notice in a mahad zakkam once we stopped touching each other? And I was like, oh, my God, that's disgusting, but it's true.
Yeah, I feel like yeah, on a muscle niche in a really long time.
Yeah, like, I think they're right. And I just get so grossed out at, obviously not like when I hang out with friends, like if I hug you, that's fine. But the idea of all the like strangers and acquaintances that we touch, which in نبوس بعاد, you know, in our culture, في وايد تبوس.
Damn.
Yeah.
So I have not thought about that.
I don't know why this haunts me. Like, because I feel like من الخرعة, if one day they give us the green lights to touch people again, I feel everyone's like people gonna, will extra touch.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I don't care. give me more surface area.
He's gross.
Looking forward to that moment. Like, sweet release of like, yeah.
Sweet release, killing and making out.
I did two tests so far.
Oh,
so, like after the second test, she's like, can I hug you now? And like, I'm like, yeah, sure, do it.
Yeah, sure, do it. You have like a few days to do it.
You are just free to do so.
Free to
tests. I don't know if you did it.
No, I haven't.
They're very weird. يعني مو بلي أو بصيح.
Yeah.
Actually, بصيح لأن غصب عني أصيح because it's something up your nose. You have to cry.
really? It like, makes you cry? Like it like, brings you know tears out of your face?
تعرفين شلون لأن أحد شيء كفخش على خشمش بالغلط تصيحين؟
Yeah.
أو like لأن شيء مرة يعني لأن anything nose related happens and يعني you bring out a few tears. That's that kind of stuff. And the ما في ألم per se. Yeah. It's just like it's like pressure.
Yeah.
Quite غريب شيء. But I've seen people like, any, you know, have a horrific experience. So I think it's just about how
horrific?
You receive it.
Shit.
يعني واحد من ربعي is like, oh, I hate this. I never want to do this ever again. And I'm like, oh, it was bad. بس يعني ما كان لي oh, I خس شيء في حياتي.
But is it fast?
Yeah.
Okay, so fast. Is it like it goes over quickly? You're like, okay, خلاص, let's just get it over with.
Yeah.
Okay.
Add this out. Yeah, literally, Anu Amur, for those of you who don't know, it's an ism, mutual friend. رحنا, at like 7 and we left at like 7:15, 7:13.
Wow.
Yeah, super fast. The drive through, يعني حد ما كان يبلش.
And was it like you chose to go or you were sent?
No, we were sent by our company where okay. We both work.
Yeah. I feel like I want to get tested.
And that's the new trend, apparently.
To get tested?
And if you want to hang out with your friends and, like, any, make sure no one has anything, everyone goes to a private hospital, gets tested, and when they're cleared, they go hang out.
You know what? I suggested that jokingly to Remo and Bedur the other day, and we were all like, haha, no, that's ridiculous. But now you're saying it like it's a normal thing.
Yeah, people are doing it.
Yeah, we can go, and if all four of us are negative, at least for the next day, we can hang out.
Yeah, pretty much, yani, if they don't see anyone else. Yeah, فهي, yani, seems to be the reasonable thing to do right now, if you want to see people.
Yeah, like if it's important enough to you, then, you know, take extra steps for extra
and precaution. And a test بعد, يعني, 40 دينار.
Yeah.
You can't do that shit every week. That's I mean, true. You can.
You can. Like, good for you if you can. Like, if
you're
in that position where you can. That's nice.
Yeah. That's not for everyone, of course.
That's cool.
Yeah.
We started playing Ghost of Tsushima.
Oh, how do you feel about this?
It is visually, like, stunning.
Nice.
Wow. That's all I can say because I'm not actually paying attention much while Ali Haji's playing. Because I have to read the subtitles because we're playing it in Japanese. But it is visually stunning. I don't want to say much, Yanni, but visually stunning. Al-Haji is enjoying the gameplay.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it because I don't currently own a PlayStation. I won't be able to play it anytime soon.
I see.
The PS5 comes out and I have to buy it.
Did you hear it became the, what was it, the best-selling something or the other? PS4 tweeted. And Ghost of Tsushima is now the fastest-selling game, something. Man, I'm so bad at reporting, but...
I wouldn't be surprised. It really... يعني, when it first... when they were first showing it, ما حسيتنا was anything special.
Yeah.
حسيتنا is just going to be like, oh, a typical, like, you know, single-player PS4 experience, cinematic and all that. But then, يوم شفت the gameplay and like how difficult it is and how easy it is to die, has it, interesting.
You're like, it's easy to die. Okay. Ghost of Tsushima is now PS4's fastest-selling first-party original IP debut with more than 2.4 million units sold globally in its first 3 days of sales.
Interesting. Wow. You'd think that'd be like Last of Us or Shechi Halon.
صح, يعني, For me personally, I didn't know about Ghost of Tsushima until it came out, you know.
Well, there was a lot of hype.
And yeah, like, Al-Haji said, he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I don't know, sorry.
Months of like marketing and promotion. Yeah.
It is beautiful.
I've been playing Death Stranding. As my friend Ahmed Zainal likes to refer to it as Norman Reedus and the Funky Fetus.
That's... pretty accurate description, I feel, of the game.
I've been playing. I'm not sure how much I'm sucked in. I want to go play right now.
That's great. And really, they give you the amount of gameplay. Like you will not run out of a gameplay anytime soon, probably.
Definitely. You can go on for a long time. And like, Mari Kojima's... I hate, like, you know... kissing Kojima's ass, but he's great. He's a brilliant man with an amazing vision. Like, the game does things where it breaks the fourth wall in a way that like, you feel how they... ما غريب, ما عارف حتى شلون أشرح اللعبة. اللي like, يعني in the first couple of hours, I was bored out of my mind.
Yeah.
And بعدين, it just clicked, and I'm like...
Yeah, wow, the first couple of hours, like, you need to finish it. Walla, I'm like, oh, we need to get to work. Like, whenever we stop, we're like, لازم نرجع نشتغل, and we need to move.
And it's such, like, a tiring game على the character, and you're like, الدرب طويل.
والدرب طويل, حماد. الدرب طويل.
Basically, like, I'm not spoiling anything when I say this. The game's been out for a while, for like, يعني. And everyone knows this. Had people call it Hammali Simulator. You basically deliver stuff.
Yeah.
There's of course an amazing plot behind that. If you like, it's like a post apocalyptic type of world. If you wanted أشياء غريبة قاعدة تصير sci-fi wise. But what you do basically is deliver stuff from one place to another.
Yeah.
And like most of the time you're walking or running. Sometimes you have a vehicle and. It's really hard. I'm going to go on like hard difficulty as well.
Of course you are, Hamad. That's so on brand.
I'm becoming that type of person. You're like, I am an experienced gamer. Give me like the difficult stuff.
Yeah, if you're enjoying it, if it's fun, يعني, why not?
بالضبط. I said, yeah, it's time I challenge myself. I've been like
time.
playing easy or medium for too long.
I understand.
I really like the game.
Also, visually stunning. The music. Don't you love the music in the game? White fan.
Like, the way he does it, طبيعي.
Yeah.
Also, not a spoiler, because like, he does this in his other games. So if you're like a video games person, you should already know this. Saatchi, after like a long, tiring journey, you're just walking, and like, yani, there's a grand vista that's, yani, you know, in front of you, and he just plays this like cool vibey
song.
And you get to relax and just walk and enjoy the music. It's so cool.
It is cool.
Ugh.
It's just the names of people that's weird, but we know how he is with the naming.
Yeah.
That's it.
Another game that I recently finished, and I'm not sure if I talked about it on the podcast or not, is Nier Automata, Become as Gods Edition.
No, I don't think you talked about it. I don't remember.
Oh.
I have no idea what this is. Tell me more.
It's a hack and slash game.
Okay.
And the combat is really cool and it's fast paced. Okay. Yani, what do you expect from like a Japanese hack and slash game?
Mm.
And it's set in like this super like futuristic dystopian type thing. And like yani, the year is like 100,000 something. Sorry, I had to pick something up. The film. مو طبيعية يعني. Like the way the story is told, it's told in a very like simple way. It is just like through the conversations that you have, and a few cutscenes here and there. Ma feel like this whole Hollywoody handholdy type. Like oh, here's
that's
the
cool.
story. بكل حدا فيها تشوفوها like يعني oh. تشوفوا الديركشن مال ذس كاتسين شلون و... يعني it doesn't try to be like this cinematic experience but it still delivers like an amazing super emotional story like يعني حين whenever like I play the soundtrack أزعل instantly
nice.
Because of just how like لعنت قفدي اللعبة emotionally مو بطبيعي شيء
أحب
أوه yeah it's I recommend it. It's on Game Pass, and
we have that.
Yeah.
So
you should definitely go for it. Yeah.
Perhaps as soon as he's done with Ghost of Tsushima.
Nice, nice.
Because I don't think he's gonna stop anytime soon.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I wish I had like a PlayStation. So I wish I got food.
Shway, it's a good game.
Mm.
We are blessed because we have both.
Yeah. Oh no, I gave my brother my PlayStation like a while back. فلعبت a lot of like good stuff, like God of War, هالسوالف, saying like بس فيني next gen. Hopefully by the time the PS5 is out, I'm gonna make up for all the games that I haven't played.
Do you think it's really gonna come out this year?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. I mean I know they say that, but for some reason for me it seems like what? PS5? Hasina? Like that sounds crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be like a silver lining on this dark cloud, and we're going to get both consoles out this year.
Same year, huh? Wow.
Mm-hmm. Should be nice.
Should be nice.
Looking forward to the next generation of stuff.
Word. Word.
حس وايد أشياء صارت في الحياة. The significantly, like, large, huge amount of time has passed. We're like almost done with the year.
Yeah, tera such.
It doesn't seem so.
No, like, yeah, March, all. April, May, June, July.
Boom.
Tera, that's 5 months.
Yeah, that's like crazy. All gone. Like,
yeah.
We're close to the end of the year. It's crazy. I feel like my New Year party was like, you know.
Amps.
Yeah.
I laugh at myself from the New Year's party. I laugh at my optimism and determination. It's interesting because I think like in the grand scheme of things everything for me is the same as it was when we first started like in March. Mm-hmm. But I think on a more like micro level fee changes, you know, like the changes are small and within ourselves and on a like smaller level. So technically إذا حد يسألني Noor, have you been? I haven't spoken to you since March. I'd be like, well, the same. But internally, we've gone through a lot and we've been doing a lot.
Mm.
And I think people shouldn't... I don't know why it's getting preachy all of a sudden, but people shouldn't underestimate that. يعني. لا يحسون أنا we wasted 5 months.
Oh, no, definitely. يعني أحس, يعني other people picked up like on new habits of like and just hygiene or like يعني تعلموا أشياء جديدة or like had to like just reflected on themselves شوي.
Yeah.
بس يعني مري ما بقول إنه يعني زين شيء. Yeah. I don't know. It's been an interesting year.
It's been an interesting year. Yeah. It's been very interesting, and we've been very lucky here. I think.
Yeah.
Like phew.
Yeah. Better than a lot of other
places.
Yeah, for sure. So I'll touch with other countries and like got all that film.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah. And film that either أحد كتبه كنا بنقول له شنو هالفيلم الزوج, like it's not real, like it's not realistic.
Yeah.
Like you can't write this, but here we are, it's happening.
Yeah, people really surprise you, يعني,
yeah,
with how ignorant they can be.
صح.
Talking to you, America.
I didn't want to say it, but yeah, dude. Oh my God, you said it.
Yeah.
She can't go bad. Otherwise, you know, even though productions of stuff has been halted a lot, we haven't been getting good stuff yet. We talked about some games, best TV shows, movies.
For show.
Mm. We're watching Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Oh, nice. I got into it. خلصت شي في شهر or something.
Nice. احنا we're taking it super slow. Every morning with breakfast, we watch an episode.
Old school.
Yeah, wild cute. ترى.
Nice.
I like it. We're in book 2.
عجيب.
Yeah.
It's one of those like cartoons اللي they're childish, but I don't mind whatsoever.
Yeah, and I think it's still like it's يعني I'm 30 يعني, and it's still funny. It's still high. Obviously, there are moments where you're like, okay, they had to say this extra lines because يهال قاعد يطلعون, so they need to make sure the kids know.
But it doesn't feel like gotcha of shame on your whole.
No, it's very political. you know, the emotions are very genuine. Yeah, they really pay attention to the like how realistic it is, you know, to travel a long distance, مثلاً, you know, and what it's like to travel long distances. And I like that Aang is a vegetarian. Like what a random thing to include, but emphasize. I like it. And في تنوع في الكاركترز. And their personalities. Yeah,
definitely. It is a diverse like cast in terms of like personalities and like any I don't know, directions and stuff in life. And he is a monk, so that makes sense, and he's a vegetarian.
It does, it's consistent. Yeah. Like, but it's nice for them to say it. Like in theory, they don't need to talk about food, but it comes up, and that's normal. It's hello. I has kids seeing this kind of like diversity on screen, it's really nice.
Mm. And real life stuff, يعني, at the same time. Not just like any actually that feels like it was made for cartoon, but stuff that's actually inspired from real life things.
Yeah,
and
for real life
personalities.
صح. I like it.
Pretty cool.
If I had kids, I'd make them watch Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Yeah, I guess it's a very like not too preachy, but like kids could learn cool stuff from it.
Yeah, because the characters are kids too, and it's nice.
And the universe is pretty cool, يعني.
The universe is quite cool.
Yeah. I love Ashichi. It's like very fairy tale-y, but like not, I don't know.
Which bender do you think you'd be if you were in the world, in that world?
مري والله.
صعب لا.
Like I'd like to say fire, but I don't think so. I think wind is pretty cool. Yeah. Probably wind, because you can manipulate a lot of stuff. You can fly.
Yeah. Ali, how'd you call wind OP?
I guess.
Yeah.
Because you can blow on fire.
And you can.
تنطفي. And you can blow on water and like بطير.
صح.
And you can blow on small rocks and they're going to fly as well.
I think I would be a waterbender.
Waterbending is awesome.
Yeah, I think I'd be a waterbender for sure. Mana, you're right. In theory, you want to say fire. But it's like, law. I don't think so.
Because it's cool, but it's like, يعني, there's just Mari, not many things you could do with fire.
No, it seems like a very damage base. like what should we say? You know, like...
أطبخ.
Yeah, أطبخ وايد. Yeah.
I want to, like, I don't know. Shaychi Mufida has like...
Like surf! Bending. I could surf with water bending.
صح. Could go places on a body of water.
Yeah.
Alright. I think this was a nice quick catch-up session.
Quick catch-up. A genuine catch-up session. We were genuinely catching up. Sledge Musimat. Me and Hamid haven't spoken in quite a few days. Weeks.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Weeks. Yeah, probably. Like, except for the occasional like text here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to like promise anyone that we'd be more regular with our content. This was always like a type of experiment thing where we see where this is going and do this in our comfort.
Like, yeah, we never want to like force it and feel obligated.
Yeah. Yeah. I can promise you that if there are any more episodes, you will know.
Sure, let him promise you that. I'm not going to. I can promise you Hamed and I will still be friends regardless.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'd like to keep this going. But yani, as I said, this is like a free flow type thing. And like if we feel like it, we'll do it. Hopefully you enjoy these. And if we ever make more, I hope you enjoy those too.
Yes, agreed. Retweets.
So thank you for listening.
Thanks.
And now we're going to talk about
Bye,
guys.
Bye.